From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Iraqi forces have already retaken several villages and are aiming at the airport. Here is U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis.
The U.S. forces continue in the same role that they were in East Mosul, and the coalition forces are in support of this operation. And we will continue, as you know, with the accelerated effort to destroy ISIS.
Jim Mattis. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. The blast ripped through a market in Kawogode in Ouattajir district on Sunday afternoon. Security officials and witnesses say the victims included civilians, shopkeepers, and government soldiers. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the blast, but officials blamed al-Shabaab militants. Ecuadorians voting in presidential elections Sunday are set to decide whether to continue with their socialist administration or switch to a conservative government. Outgoing leftist president Rafael Correa has been in power for 10 years and is not up for re-election. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A unification ministry spokesman made the remarks Sunday in a briefing. Earlier, Malaysian police said they were looking for four North Korean suspects. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is interviewing four candidates Sunday to be his national security advisor. The president is spending the weekend in Florida. He is planning to discuss the job in person or by phone with acting national security advisor Keith Kellogg, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, General H.R. McMaster, and the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, General Robert Caslin. The White House said there could be other meetings for the job. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of a presidential order banning immigrants from seven terrorism-plagued nations from entering the U.S. Speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference in Germany, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said the new version of the travel order will not prevent foreign nationals with either work visas or green card permanent residency permits from re-entering the United States, nor will it affect foreign travelers already flying to U.S. ports of entry when the order takes effect. United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura says he hopes to take advantage of a new momentum in the upcoming round of Syria talks this week in Geneva. He said the outcome of the talks between the Syrian government and the rebels depends on the U.S. position. He spoke while attending the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
That leads me to the big question mark. And forgive me, but I have to raise it because I know it is in each one's mind. Where is the U.S. in all this? Well, I can't tell you because I don't know.
Mistura said any political solution has to be inclusive to be credible. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen and daughter Charlotte toured the site of the Dachau concentration camp near Munich. The vice president spoke at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday and then went to Brussels Sunday for meetings with NATO and European Union officials. Former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi resigned Sunday as head of the ruling Democratic Party. The move opens the way for a leadership fight in which Mr. Renzi would seek re-election to the post. He hopes a win will end the party's internal feuding. French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen visited Beirut Sunday. The far-right leader planned meetings with the Lebanese head of state and Christian leaders. It is believed she is trying to burnish her reputation as a defender of Christians in the Middle East. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told reporters traveling with him Sunday that he will decide soon whether to recommend an increase in the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. He said he spoke for several hours Sunday via video conference with General John Nicholson, the top U.S. military official in Afghanistan. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.